Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
We have the answer. Is Kawhi Leonard staying in Toronto? I'm going to say a resounding yes based on what we heard yesterday. I know. And I know they have, the NBA hasn't made an official statement, and the Raptors haven't said anything conclusive. But what we heard yesterday through the grapevine confirms it for me, wouldn't you say, Caitlin?
I certainly think so.
Wouldn't you say, Meredith?
I mean, I love this visual so much, I can't even deal with it. So please let the people know.
Okay, you found this on Twitter, so I'm going to let you
you
guide us through that.
Well, so what had happened was someone said, I've got a friend that works at the Bay, and Kawhi Leonard comes in and was buying some items, and they offered him, like they do everybody, to opt into the Hudson's Bay credit card. And a lot of people say no, maybe they don't need it, but you know, there's a little bit of an additional discount that you sometimes have applied. Kawhi Leonard, everybody, took the Hudson's Bay credit card.
The credit card!
Yes!
So let's really extrapolate that.
Yeah.
Hudson's Bay is a Canada company, Canadian company.
Oh, one of the most Canadian companies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, back home where I'm from, like, there is no Hudson's Bay.
Oh, no. He's
so
only going to be able to use that card here.
You can only use it here.
Yeah.
But why would he take a credit card
in
Canada for a Canadian company? If he wasn't going to stay, right?
Yeah.
He's staying.
Yeah.
Wait, do they give a free mug or like maybe a toaster when you get the credit card?
No, that's the thing. You don't get like anything. So you do not sign up for this thing.
So there are no free gifts.
Yeah. Right. There's lots of perks that come with
you
it.
You get
absolutely,
the in the moment discount, right?
Okay.
But Kawhi Leonard doesn't need the discount, everybody.
He doesn't need the discount.
I just love picturing him at Hudson's Bay at a counter. Like with the credit card question. He's like us.
He's filling out the form. Okay. Then he's on the phone because you got to get on the phone in that moment. So they call someone to authorize it. He says yes. Then he probably pays with his brand new credit card.
That's awesome.
I'm into this.
So into this.
Very good. And, you know, like, he's Kawhi Leonard. Of course, he has amazing credit. He's in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. No one's double checking him. They're like, yes, come this way, sir.
Can you imagine as he fills out the form and, like, he starts writing the letters K-A and someone's like, wait, what? Is that really him?
You have to fill out your occupation.
Yeah, and your annual
Raptor.
And your annual salary.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, your annual salary. He kind of looks around. He's like, Google it.
Yeah, I'm good for it.
And now everyone is kind of chiming in and they want to know, what are other signs that we should look for from Kawhi that he's staying in Canada? And I saw somebody else say tweet last night, well, if he gets a credit card for the brick, then you really know he's really all in. But I want to know what else he has to do to show us that he's going to stay. Because, like, we need these signs.
We do.
Maybe he gets the Canadian Tire credit card.
Yeah. Maybe we find out secretly he's been saving up all his Canadian Tire money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, in any case, that's confirmation enough for me.
Yeah. We're saying it. We're calling it right here, right now.
Right here, right now. He's staying.
He makes $17.6 million U.S. per year.
I did not want to hear that.
He doesn't need the discount.
We didn't ask.
You know what? And that shot, worth every penny.
Yeah, he's absolutely
worth
right.
Every penny.
$17 million. What would I do with that? I don't know if you guys know this, but hairdressers are a treasure trove of deep, dark secrets and information. As a matter of fact, more than 50% of people have said when they go to the hairdresser, they actually tell the hairdresser secrets about things that are going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have Meredith's hairdresser on the line right now.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. I'm really good. It's kind of fun to be talking to you over the radio as opposed to sitting in your chair.
Yeah, a little bit different than our normal situation.
A little bit. Jamar is also on the line.
Yeah, we heard that Meredith spills all her deepest, darkest secrets to you in that chair. Why don't you go tell us about them?
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
No. Realistically, we found something that said that the hairdresser and that actual salon chair is the site for some of the deepest, darkest secrets to be spilled. And apparently hairdressers have a treasure trove of all these secrets of their clients. Is that true?
It is true. People do share a lot of information in the chair.
Wow.
I think mostly because there's not that many people that touch you other than like your partners or your doctors, and then hairdressers have to touch you to do their job. So it automatically gives you more intimacy with this person. So a lot of things can come of that. A lot of crazy things can come of that.
And I know
it is interesting.
One of the things that you said to me, Kelly, the other day, which I thought was really interesting, that when people come in and say, hey, I want, you know, I've got long hair, I want a full bob chop off, or I'm a blonde and I want to go totally dark brunette, and you sort of slow that process down and say, okay, what's actually going on in your life? Why are you making this change? Because so many times when you make a big hair change, it's usually because something big has happened in your life.
Yeah, and I've learned to kind of ask more questions, because what happens is, like, if you don't ask those questions, if you're not like, ooh, what's happening? Did your partner leave you? Did you lose your job? Were you laid off? People make very emotional decisions at times like that in life. Grief, if you're grieving, someone has died. People will decide they want to overhaul their physical appearance for some reason.
Wow.
And it's not always a good idea, because it only gives you that instant, like, satisfaction, but then once that kind of wears off, they're like, oh my god, what have I done?
Then you're still bald, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people break up and then they come into their chair like, take it all off.
Yeah.
I think breakups and, like, deaths in their lives are the number one reason why they do that stuff.
Number one reason to get a haircut. Wow.
That's crazy.
I thought I just needed a trim.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, the psychiatrist,
who also doubles as
a hairdresser.
Not a psychiatrist.
Well, thank you for the insight on
that. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for talking to me.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Check this out. I was a manicurist for 22 years. I heard every story and confession imaginable, says a texter.
Because you're sitting there. You're sort of captive, and you want to share.
I was going to ask also if this counts for barbers. Someone already answered for me. They said, yeah, barbers, too. Mm-hmm. Here are all the juice. Thank you, Meredith, for sitting in that chair and hanging out with us these past couple days.
It's been very, very fun. It's been really nice to kind of get used to your morning groove.
Yeah. We're in a groove this morning, that's for sure. Speaking of sitting in chairs, when you sit in that chair at the salon and you start telling your hairdresser all the intimate details of your life, you think you're the only one. You think you've got this really, really deep bond with your hairdresser, but you're not the only one. According to what I'm reading, tons of people do this. A lot. 2,000 people were polled in this survey, and 75% of that 2,000 said that they tell their hairdresser intimate details about their life. They probably think they're the only one.
Yeah.
So then we asked a couple minutes ago, if you're a hairdresser, nail tech, even dental hygienists have weighed in. And we asked, what were the intimate details that your clients have told you about their life? Whoa.
And when you tell those details, you think you're the only one, and you don't think they're going to text in a radio station and tell on you. No names are being used, though, so don't worry.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here they come.
I think it's important to keep in mind that they also tell, like, people tell their hairdressers about their clients. Because we got a text from someone saying, my hairdresser told me that a plastic surgeon who also went to see him had done a butt lift for Michael Douglas.
What?
Here in Toronto.
What?
What?
Oh my god, that is specific.
Butt lift.
Okay, we'll call Michael Douglas to confirm that room.
Wow. Or Catherine.
So
right.
You know, is his butt perkier?
So I wonder, like, they're like, people are telling the secrets of their own clients and their butts to hairdressers as well.
Manicurist says, and this is just came in, I had a client who frequented a swingers club.
Oh.
She told me that the place was raided by the police.
Hey now.
I guess she made it out of the raid, because she made it into the chair for the manicure.
Also, funny topic, my massage therapist knows more than my significant other at times.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Now, this is the thing I don't understand. When you are getting a massage,
right?
Why are you talking? Don't you just want silence? Both of you, both the rubber and the rubbie, you just want to zone out? If someone starts yapping at me when I'm getting a massage, I'm like, I am trapped. I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't want to be rude, but I do not want to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm not a talker. And I'm also realizing, too, as all these people text in, that for some reason, I fall into a weird category where I find that my hairdressers and my nail techs, they tell me stuff about their life.
Yeah.
I don't tell them stuff about me. I'm on the receiving end of the information.
Okay.
So as Meredith's hairdresser revealed a couple minutes ago, it's just because of the touching.
Yes.
What it makes it feel so intimate,
I think
that's
a very good point.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that. But the touch, I mean, that makes you talk.
Who else touches you that long and then you pay them to do?
Well,
other person.
There's a secret there.
Right,
you're an NFL team owner.
Thank you.
We go.
Mr. Kraft. Okay. So personal stories get told to the... to the hairdresser.
Yeah.
Keep going. 104.536. Tell us what you're, if you're a hairdresser, nail tech, dental hygienist, tell us that intimate detail that your client told us about. This one comes from the dental hygienist. She says, one of my patients confided that they were having an affair on their husband, which resulted in a pregnancy. She is not sure who the father is.
Wow. Can you imagine revealing that secret with somebody's hand in your mouth? You're like, yeah, like, no.
I haven't
for a long time.
With the saliva sucker under your mouth?
I met someone at work. And
you think this is a sucker? Let me tell you about my husband.
Yeah. All right. Does it annoy you when you are on social media, like Facebook and Instagram, and you see people with baby photos on their timeline? Does that get on your nerves?
It depends how many. I mean, obviously, I want to see a photo of your children. I think it's lovely. I see a picture of Kofi. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ah. If I see 85 pictures of Kofi with a hashtag, I might say, Jamar.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one because, I mean, overall, love them. You know, and I have so many friends where the second they post something about their baby, I, like, write to them right away. It's so cute. But then there are people who overdo it. And I feel like they're trying to make their baby a celebrity.
Right.
And then I
that is weird to me also, even as a father.
Yeah.
That's why this company that released the baby blocker app seems to be making traction. Because a lot of people... I've heard people complain about this. They're like, oh, there they go with their baby again. The baby blocker app was released by a condom firm. If anyone out there uses Skin Condoms, your favorite condom.
Oh,
they have
a
baby blocker act, which they're calling social media contraception. So you don't have to have babies on social media. So you install this app onto your computer, your phone, and when a baby photo is uploaded into the timeline, this app can sense the photo using technology, of course, what do you call it?
Like when they scan your face?
Yeah, like the facial scan technology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll sense if it's a small face. It'll also sense if it's a picture with two adults and one small person, and it will block that picture and replace the picture with a post of something that you actually like, you know, according to the algorithm.
Oh, wow.
True contraception. No babies, no babies, no babies.
So condom companies are now blocking babies in real life and on social media. This is an interesting chapter of the world that I never thought I would see.
Welcome to 2019.
Quite the marketing ploy from that condom company. I mean, it's interesting. We should actually download it and see if it actually works. They're saying on average, get this, parents share 1,500 pictures of their little darlings from the moment they arrive to age 5.
You know, that's still weird for me as a new father.
15, because have you actually shared any photos of Kofi online?
I've shared one photo of him on, like, on my, what do you call it, on my post timeline, but I usually share him on my story.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, I just don't want to have him sitting up there. He's my baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I just have the baby just sitting there forever for people to, like, download and, like, you know, I don't know, people.
Sort of ogle at.
Not ogle at, but I just think of this weird scenario. They'll download the picture, and then he gets posted onto like a Gerber ad or something, and then we don't get paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
Then you cash in on Kofi.
Yeah, once the train has left the station, then you got to run it down. And I'm just like, I just feel weird about that.
Have you ever watched someone stage a baby photo shoot?
No.
Like with like a 2-year-old kid?
No.
Or, you know, a 3-year-old kid out in the world? Boy, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The photos before and after are the photos you want. Yeah.
You know the, Meredith, you know the Deneen Outpost? It's this really beautiful looking coffee spot on Girard Street East. And this is a favorite place for people to do like engagement photo shoots and stuff just out front. I witnessed some mom there trying to stage like a very Instagram influencer worthy post of her 4-year-old who was not having it.
And it never works on the first try.
No, and they're taking like a million. Just turn your foot turn your foot over here. Okay, sweetie, smile. I can't make, and then you know what, they're going to try to act like this was a genuine moment that happened in their life. And it's just like, I'm just trying to get in to get a coffee and you're blocking the door.
Right.
I do know some people though, they're using social media and sharing photos of their child because, you know, they're not necessarily close to some of their family and friends. And so it is a way to keep in touch. So I do understand from some perspective, but I don't know if you need 1,500 photos.
That's a lot.
Just text them.
Yeah,
that's an idea.
That's true.
But in any case, the baby blocker app. If you need contraception for your computer, check it out. It's available for you. Raptors are in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And Milwaukee clearly has a thing for Toronto right now. So much so.
Yes.
That they've decided to ban Drake music from their playlist. And I know exactly who these guys are. This is Riggs and Allie. They are on KISS in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They are actually Wisconsin. I'll leave that part off. In just one Milwaukee. We'll just say Milwaukee. And they're on the line right now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? We know what's up.
Yeah.
We already know what's up. What you asking what's up for? We know what's up.
All right.
Dang it. What prompted you guys to call us?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
we didn't start anything.
No. Whatever.
We just want to set you straight for the game tonight.
Are you really thinking you're going to beat the Bucks tonight, guys?
Are you kidding me? Did you see that comeback that Toronto made in the last series?
We are
so prepared.
A lucky shot.
Lucky shot.
It takes true Greek talent to dominate the floor, and we've got a Greek freak. What do you have? It's like having an Incredible Hulk. You've seen the Avengers.
You know, in Toronto here, we are loyal to our artists and our talent, and we heard that you took one of the biggest artists on planet Earth off your playlist. Now, I checked the... What do you mean, who was that? You know who that is. No more Drake on the playlist. Now, I looked at the KISS 103.7 ratings. Are you sure you want to take big music like Drake off the playlist?
Yeah, you know, that's why our ratings are so bad. We've been playing too much of him.
Is Drake calling you right now? What's up? Who's getting on this?
Yeah, we are.
How is that?
Well, listen, touche. You've taken Drake off the playlist, and we decided to take some Milwaukee things off of our playlist as well. We're kind of just actually struggling with that right now. We're going to do it.
If you want to get rid of Milwaukee things, you're going to get rid of all the good stuff, like beer and cheese and sausage, all the good things in life. So if you want to ban that and make your life worse, that's fine.
Well, if you call American beer, beer. I mean, we call it here, we call it near beer. But, I mean, hey,
we call it clear beer because we can't taste your Canadian beer.
Oh, really? When we want American beer, we just ask for water here in Canada.
Now, in true fan Canada fashion, you have to apologize now.
Uh-oh, Caitlin wants to jump in. Now you're in trouble.
In honor of the city of Milwaukee, though, in Toronto, we've decided that for the duration of the series, we have banned buildings over five stories, just like your skyline.
I shouldn't be laughing.
When they're right, they're right.
And listen.
Engineers, man, we got problems with that.
But listen, bro, guys, in this is good news for you. We've also banned words that rhyme with the word buck. So we won't call you schmucks, and we won't say that you're out of luck. Yep. But we're not going to drop the F word. We like that too much.
I will. Right? We're not live, are we? Okay.
It's in a band in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Allie. She's the loose cannon on the show. Go to it.
Yeah.
And we remind you that bucks rhymes with sucks.
It does rhyme with sucks, but I don't know if there's any relation to that.
We've never heard that before.
Right. Listen, in all fairness, I love you guys. You guys are radio people just like us, so we're just excited that we have some really cool things to talk about in our respective cities. We think Toronto's going to win. I know you think Milwaukee's going to win. But we're just happy that you guys are finally famous. So congratulations.
Thank you for slating us into your show this morning.
Remember, you called up.
I know. Hey, listen, it's just great to be on the air in the States as well as here in Canada. So, hey, Riggs and Allie, 103.7 KISS. That's what's up.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys.
Hey, bad luck tonight.
Yeah, good luck.
Jamar and Meredith, thank you guys so much.
Okay.
See, we're even nice just a little bit at the end. Like, we say, like, good luck. Like, you know what I mean? And they're like, bad luck.
Kinda. Okay. This is not a luck thing.
This is a skill.
Exactly. This is a Raptors thing. Go Raps. E-Talk, entertainment update brought to you by the IKEA Bathroom Event. Save 15% off furniture, sinks, and faucets until May 27th. See in store or ikea.ca for details. Conditions apply. Lainey, good morning. Oh, love the eyeliner.
Thank you.
Blue.
Bluey green.
Electric bluey green.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Good morning.
Great. So she walked in here squealing.
Squealing.
And in near tears. What three letters could make Lainey go insane like that?
BTS.
That's the squeal.
I'm trying to contain myself because BTS, like, as everybody in the BTS army knows right now, one thing matters, which is they're about to go on GMA in New York. Like, thousands of fans have gathered in Central Park to watch their performance. Apparently, it's going to be a 15-minute show. So yeah, I
so
am.
So if you do your report really, really quickly today, we'll know
no,
why.
No, I'm a professional.
Okay,
I am
lady.
Here yes. to talk about entertainment news, and this is one of the biggest entertainment stories. BTS, like the biggest band in the world. And
so K-pop is like now, it's been on the rise for, I mean, on this side of the world for a long time, but now with BTS, it's become a K-pop, Korean pop explosion.
You know, BTS is the only band since the Beatles to release 3 number one albums in the space of a year. So I'm not joking when I say that this is a big deal. When you are spoken in the same sentence as the Beatles, and you know, Tom's here, music historian, like it's not an easy feat.
Absolutely.
So, so to say that they are a big entertainment story is not an understatement.
That puts some really good context around it, actually, because I think a lot of people will have seen or heard, but perhaps not dug deep into really their hold, the juggernaut hold that they have on music as,
As a
whole right
now. At the Billboard Awards a couple of weeks ago, all you needed to do was say their name, and the crowd erupted. And Taylor Swift was there. Like, other huge artists were there. So everybody, take them seriously. And get on your BTS if you don't know anything about it. But there are other stories happening in the world of entertainment today.
Okay.
One of them being Wendy Williams. I mean, we've talked often about Wendy Williams here when I show up in the mornings because of the separation from her husband, who did her so dirty for so long. And Wendy seems to be getting better. And yesterday on her show, because people were gossiping, she was seen with like a man out and about. So people were like, "You're dating again. You have a boyfriend." She did confirm that she is going out on dates.
Oh, wow.
A lot of dates.
Wow. For Wendy.
That she's like living in this New York high rise. Her new pad is really sweet, like a perfect single girl pad. That she's out there. She's rediscovering her love of men, is basically the way she put it. Which,
ooh,
girl,
enjoy.
Go ahead.
That's a good season.
Yes.
However, there are people like, you know, who are observing the guy she was supposedly seen with. She's saying that that's not anybody, that was just a bodyguard, but he looked a lot like Kevin. Her husband.
I see.
Right, her ex-husband.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
So she is a type, I guess. Maybe that's the conclusion here, but good for Wendy. Wendy is getting hers. And that's always a celebration.
100%.
A cause for celebration. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift will be on Ellen DeGeneres today, but clips of her interview have already started circulating. And one of the questions Ellen asks her is like, you know, what was your biggest moment of rebellion? And Taylor was like, well, actually, you know, over 10 years ago, I was here on your show and I kind of dragged Joe Jonas. Because remember, Joe Jonas broke up with her over the phone and she was 18 years old. She was bitter. She was petty. And she kind of dragged him, and she laughs about it now. She and Joe laugh about it now, but she calls herself out for being overly dramatic in that moment at 18.
Is it true what I'm hearing about Britney Spears, where they're saying like it might be a wrap for her over this whole thing?
Well, her manager is Larry Rudolph, and Larry Rudolph spoke to TMZ, and he was very clear about the fact that she's not ready to work, and that she could not continue with the Vegas shows that they had planned, and they ended up canceling earlier this year. And he said that the information that he's received is she is not able to go ahead with any performing, and he said, and may never perform again. Like, those were his words.
Wow.
Because, of course, right now the priority is for her to get better, to work on her physical and mental health, and that is actually a good statement. You know, when you have people who have profited from her in the past say, I'm not interested in her work right now. She may never work. And right now, that is not what we're focusing on. He said that he hasn't heard from her in months. That last summer, she was calling him and like saying, I want to perform. But he hasn't heard from her. So he's taking that to mean, yeah, I'm not going to be putting anything in front of you. You have enough to deal with right now.
Excellent. You're right, lady. That is a good sign. That is a good sign that someone's actually, who makes money off of her, is actually thinking of her well-being.
Because, yeah, the question is, how many people who make money off her care about her well-being?
Daddy.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. More, of course, tonight, E-Talk, 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
Back to your BTS watching.
Yay!
Back to the concert.
This is exciting. Alessia Cara, Sony Center, Friday night. This is the musical match game. An exciting competition that involves you. You should be calling now. 416-870-1045.
It's like musical knowledge and memory game.
Yeah,
all
at the
once,
same time.
Right?
You have to have like two different skills combined to get this right.
We think you're really smart, so we know you're going to get it.
Pick a number from 1 to 10, all right? Do we have the first player on the line, Tom?
Yeah.
Great.
It is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, good morning. There she goes. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling. So you're on the line. Musical match game for Alessia Cara tickets. Turn that radio down if you don't mind. Just turn the radio way down.
Usually we want you to turn it up, but right now we want you to turn it down. When you're on with us. There we go.
There we go. Okay. So this is how we're going to play. We're just going to explain it to you and let everyone listen, and they'll get it from hearing the explanation to you. Pick a number from 1 to 10, Vanessa.
6.
6, she says. Okay, so we're going to pick number 6 on our list here and hear what song number 6 is. Let's hear it. Find me where the wild things are. Great song, Alessia Cara's Wild Things. That's number 6. Okay, this is the match game. We want you to pick another number, and you're trying to match that song.
3.
Let's hear it. Stars are beautiful. The stars are beautiful. All right.
That is not a match, Vanessa.
Not a match.
Not a match.
All right. But we now know what number 6 and number 3 are, don't we?
Mm-hmm, we do.
Okay, if you're listening, you should be writing them down.
Yeah, exactly. A little cheat sheet for Alessia tickets.
Hey, do what you got to do.
We're just helping a friend, right, Jamar?
Yeah, they're all our friends, but only one friend can win. Should we go on to the next?
Yeah, let's
Maxwell. Maxwell's on. Hey, Maxwell.
Oh. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, good. Welcome to the show, Maxwell.
Thank you.
All right, ready for Alessia tickets?
Sure am. I'm here with my daughter, so hopefully she has a better memory than I do.
All right, let's see what number you pick, Maxwell.
5.
Maxwell wants number 5. Stars are beautiful. The stars are beautiful. All right.
Oh.
Stars are beautiful. Would you like to try to match that?
Yes. Number 6.
Number 6. Find me where the
Right. Oh, Maxwell and daughter.
Do not call your father a failure, young Maxwell over there. He tried his best. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Max.
Yeah,
no doubt. All right, whoa.
Oh, I thought we had that one.
Man, they weren't listening carefully enough. All right, who's next?
Katie.
Who's next? Katie, what's going on, Katie?
Morning, Katie.
Hi.
Katie.
Yes.
What number would you like, Katie?
3.
Katie wants number 3. I've heard that before.
Yeah,
Try to match it.
5. Scars in your beautiful
face. There you go. Katie knows what's up.
Got it.
Wow. You matched. Congratulations, yay. Katie. Yes, you got Alessia Cara tickets for this Friday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Aww. Good ear. Good ear. Did you write that down or did you just keep it in memory?
You know, just kept in my memory that time.
I need to be friends with you. I can't remember anything.
We know.
did you guys get it yet? I can't remember anything at all.
Oh, my God.
I need you in my life. All right. Good job. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to, what station is this again?
Chum
101. C-Hum.
Whatever she said.
C-Hum.
C-Hum. Okay? Enjoy the show on Friday. Let me know, let me
know. Black Mirror is trending. The teaser trailer for this summer's upcoming season 5 was released this morning and has fans very excited.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the next round of dark dystopian storylines.
You've got to be in the mood for that show. It will trip you up. Seriously.
Absolutely do. And you actually have to have like a palate cleanser of something planned for afterwards. Like watch it early enough in your day that you can follow up with, you know, a nice friendly repeat of 30 Rock.
Or a little episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
That's always my go-to.
This is, in fact, the show that informs Caitlyn's paranoia, without a doubt. You make a Black Mirror reference once a week.
It doesn't inform it. I feel like it reinforces what was already
there.
Either
way, yes.
It proves it. It dramatizes it. One storyline, though, and I think the reason why this is big trending news this morning, one storyline is going to star Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
so she's a lead in one of these storylines.
Interesting.
Yes. Yo, when Miley Cyrus started licking the wrecking ball when she was naked, that was like Black Mirror coming to life before Black Mirror.
Yeah, so Miley and other stars like Topher Grace and Anthony Mackie are likely going to try and fail to live happily in a world that's being ruined by technology.
Look at that.
So that's coming on June 5th, and I didn't know. I wasn't anticipating Miley making a return to acting, but here we are. Tim Conway, the TV funny man that we know from, of course, the Carol Burnett Show. He's trending this morning. He passed away at the age of 85. He had been suffering from a brain condition that had forced his retirement in recent years. I mean, I remember him from 30 Rock. This was just one of the funniest guys in the world. Seemed like a really kind man. And so a lot of tributes to him are going around on social media. A lot of the biggest names in comedy are just saying, you know, the world lost a very funny person yesterday. So our condolences to his family and friends. He is survived by his wife and daughter. And game one of the Raptors playoff series against the Milwaukee Bucks is tonight. We are very excited. Raptors fever is still going at an all-time high here in the city. So the first two games are in Milwaukee, and then they're going to be here in Toronto, and we are going to have Raptors tickets for you.
Yes, we will. Friday
biggest
morning.
Ticket in town. And also, this kind of happens sometimes when you see, you know, the city-to-city rivalry that begins in the playoffs. So now we have that a bit with Milwaukee, because in advance of this rivalry on the court, a Milwaukee radio station has refused to play Drake songs during this series. And that station is 103.7 Kiss FM.
Boo.
Essentially, they've refused to win the ratings war.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Drop trick.
Smart.
All the hits. Let's just get rid of those.
Essentially, they have made a conscious decision to reduce the effectiveness and enjoyability of their playlist.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.